Welcome back. It's an absolute pleasure for us to welcome in Rodney Orr to the huddle. Rodney's the founder and editor of TylerInsider.com. Rodney, welcome in. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Man, we're doing all right. Listen, with all the smack talk coming out of Nashville this week, is Alabama even going to show up in Nashville Saturday afternoon?
You think they should?
Well, I don't know. They're talking a bold game there. We're going to check and see if are the boys, they're closer to you there. Are they cowering down? Are they going to be up for the challenge?
Yeah. Well, Harold, you know, I think certainly they've had, from what I understand, a pretty good week so far. Practice. I know they did on Monday for sure. And, I think this is going to be a big challenge for them. I think Derek Mason's really, to me, done an outstanding job. As a college football fan in general, you look at, when he took over the transition from Franklin to his regime, they really struggled that first year. But now, I wondered if he'd make it through the first year, much less to what it's year three or whatever it is.
Totally agree.
I really appreciate what he's done, just watching him being able to kind of weather those issues that he had.
You know, Rodney, obviously a lot of people are going to take their shots because somebody's got to do it, and usually year in and year out, it is Vandy. But you know that plays to Nick Saban. I guarantee we sit here and have some fun and take some shots at it, but you know Nick Saban and this coaching staff in the war room, they're not taking this team lightly at all.
No. As a matter of fact, I think you'll see a lot more intensity from Alabama on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not making any predictions, but right. I think you'll see a very, very much more intense Alabama team. This is an SEC opener. They're aware that Vanderbilt's a good football team. They've got a great
3-0 and on the road, by the way.
And they've got a great defense. And any team that has a great defense, if they protect the ball, they've got a chance to win the game. And they lead the nation. They're only giving up 4.3 points a game. They're the only team in the country that's giving up less than 200 yards a game at 198. And also, their pass defense only gives up like 95 yards a game. So they've been really, really good on that side of the ball. And they do some things a little bit odd up front. And they're going to come after Jalen Hurts. They're mm-hmm. going to try to make him beat them throwing the football. I truly believe that. Now, Jalen may have a big day. I'm not saying he's not, but I think Vanderbilt's going to certainly try to challenge him.
Rodney, we're getting a little bit more of an ideal now after three games. The personality of a Brian Daboll offense, and Jalen Hurts, very efficient. The offense runs through him. It runs early. The swing passes, gets him in rhythm, hits these wide receivers, let them make plays. Eight receivers caught the ball, beginning to spread the ball around a little bit more. Forshorn with a good catch, unfortunately out for the season. But we're beginning to get a little bit more of an idea about a Daboll or Dable offense.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point, Brett, because we talked about that last night on our TV show, how, and I think everybody wanted to see it right off the bat, but that wasn't really realistic. Right. I think there has to be an adjustment time, kind of get on the same page, get a feel. Yep. And I think they've done that every game. They've kind of gotten a little bit better. Now, obviously, they haven't played a defense like they played against Florida State, but I do think that the last two games, I do think that those have been helpful in terms of helping them kind of get on the same page offensively. And I think they've looked a lot better. I haven't really thought that the offensive line blocked better at times last week in the run game, which is really promising. I sensed a little bit of that 1-2 combination with Bo Scarborough and Damian Harris kind of getting cranked up.
Checking in again with Rodney Orr, the founder and editor of TylerInsider.com. Rodney, lots to talk about the game, but the storyline of the week is not who's healthy, it's who's been unhealthy, because you look at the stats and Alabama needs some help when it comes to the pass rush. What's the latest that we're hearing, starting maybe with Rashawn Evans?
Well, Harold, the latest I heard, and again, this is not official. Nick Saban probably, right. My guess is, won't announce anything, whether they'll play or not. From what I was told is that both of those guys, Anthony Jennings and Rashawn Evans, would probably play on Saturday, at least some. Now, again, I've heard stuff like that before from people that are really in good positions to know, and all of a sudden it changes. But based on what I heard earlier this week, there was a good chance that both those guys would at least play some. But we'll see.
Ronnie, we've been talking about the process, and if patience is a virtue, if you go through it, I think Robert Foster would be the cover boy for that. Again, as Sean Dion Hamilton amusingly said, he's got cheetah speed. Keith Holcomb, I know we talked about that after the game. Levi Wallace with another big game. Again, Rodney, if these guys are patient and wait their turn, good things can happen. Great example, once again, with Robert Foster.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of patience. You know, I saw him running like a lightning bolt there.
Yep.
My first thought, and I may have been mentioning it to you, Brett. My first thought was that was a lot of frustration coming out.
It really was.
Yeah.
I mean,
how bullheaded would you be not to have seen that before?
Absolutely.
If you're a coach.
Yeah, I mean that's just a that guy. He, like you said, 2 years ago, he looked like he was ready to have his breakout season. He went down with a shoulder injury, and I don't think he and Kiffin ever really saw eye to eye. Last year, and that kind of hurt him a little bit. But anyway, the good thing is that he hung in there, and I think a lot of the reason he did hang in there was because of Mike Lockley. I think that really, really good to see Robert. And I'll tell you what, now, if they can get this thing going with Ridley and Foster and Judy and some of these other Ruggs and the other guys that are playing, Devontae Smith, Cam Sims, they keep spreading this ball around and get all those guys involved and get the running backs out in the passing game and also some of these tight ends, Irv Smith. If they can distribute the ball to them, it's going to be a very, very difficult offense.
You mentioned that, Rodney. Obviously, Alabama loses a tight end for the season. Your thoughts about the impact? I know we just ran down a roster full of talented receivers, but your thoughts about the impact there of losing your big tight end for the season?
Well, Forrestall was, to me, is a guy you can depend on to catch the ball.
Right.
And again, he's gotten bigger. He may be not be the most physical guy here, but last year he had some really big blocks. Down the field when Jalen Hurts would get loose, he's a hustler. Again, he's a solid receiver, very solid receiver. Guy knows how to get open. But now I think as you move forward, obviously I'm extremely high on Irv Smith. Hell, Hinch is having a really nice start. And I think keep an eye on Ronnie Clark. I'm almost wondering, is he going to be a guy that could figure in some at the H-back position? I know that one thing about this, that the coaching staff loves him. Had Ronnie not had those two Achilles injuries, there's no telling where he might be right now because he's a very talented player. And then also I think that the true freshmen, you could possibly keep an eye on Major Tennyson and also mm-hmm. Kedrick James. I think Major Tennyson, he enrolled early, went through spring last year. I think he's probably a little farther along in terms of the knowledge of the offense, so that may help him get on the field a little earlier.
Rodney, let me ask you about the secondary. I think the front line has done pretty well. Again, when you're guarding 6'5 receivers, that's a challenge. But the backups, Xavier McKinney, Shaq Carter, Deontay Thompson, Daniel Wright, and again, I know those guys obviously did not look the best in the fourth quarter, but among those and others, who has caught your eye as far as showing some promise for later this year and especially for 2018?
You talking about the young DB?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. That's a great question. I really think that, eventually Trevon Diggs will be a good player. Now, again, that's just me. I always thought he was going to be another Eddie Jackson type safety, to be honest with you. But right now he's a corner, and I know that they think he's got a lot of potential there. Xavier McKinney is a guy that I really would keep an eye on. I think he's going to be a fantastic player back there at safety. And I think Deontay Thompson's really had some moments where he's flashed. But, Brett Harrell, to be honest with you, as you start looking forward, this is a big year in recruiting for Alabama in terms of defensive back. I think they've really got to kind of not only get some guys that are, people talk about the ratings, but, I mean, they got to be really, really good players that come in and probably play early.
Rodney, I'm sure no one on Tighter Insiders asked you about recruiting. what's the latest?
Yeah, that's a great question, Harold. Listen, you know, and I know we've talked about this repeatedly, that they're taking it more methodically than, you know, maybe they did last year, maybe a slower approach or what have you. You know, and I still think that's where we are. I said several months ago, Harold, that I felt like they would go into fall with double-digit spots open. And I think that they're, you know, here we are, we're getting about 3 or 4 weeks into the high school season. And I think they're now getting to the point where they're reevaluating everything in terms of where they are, the guys that they're looking at, which ones they really want to zero in on as we start heading down the home stretch. Because I think they want to be real picky. This is an important year for them. It's not a great year overall talent-wise, so I think it's even more important. But I'm going to tell you this. The guy that they got a commitment from on Friday, Vernon Jackson, he's a 3-star player, but I'm telling you, he's a 5-star talent. This guy is a tremendous linebacker prospect, I think. I think whatever he is, he's just so athletic, good size, good speed. So that's kind of an example of, you know, how they're doing it. They evaluated him in person, and I think Alabama thinks they've got a jewel.
Ron, let me ask you about the defensive backs as far as possibilities. Jalen Armour Davis is already in the house, or at least a verbal commitment. Tyson Campbell, I know, visited Tuscaloosa in July. Nadab Joseph, who decommitted from LSU in August. I know it seems to be Alabama's in good shape with him. And Savion Smith has been a name that's pumped up and out a couple of times. I believe Derek Ainsley visited with him last weekend. Are those three guys still high on Alabama's potential list for defensive backs?
Yeah, I think, in fact, I'm thinking that Dad Joseph is going to probably release a video before too long. And I'm betting it's a commitment to Alabama. And he came to Alabama's camp, was committed to LSU, as you said. He's out of Hialeah, Florida. And he looks really good. Could play safety or corner, real versatile, kind of like Jalen Armour Davis in terms of versatility. I think that they think they've got a good shot at Tyson Campbell. And his teammate, Patrick Surtain, is also a guy that Alabama's made up the ground with. Now, I'm not certainly not making any predictions, but I know Alabama's impressed him. Both those guys at plant down in Plantation, Florida, and those are two of the top corners in the country. But also, you know, I don't know what's eventually going to happen, but Josh Jobe is a guy they've been in on for a long, long time. He's been committed to Miami. I know Michigan thinks they're in there really strong too, I guess. But, you know, yeah, I think they're going to finish really well, you know, in the secondary. Savion Smith was like one of the top corners, last year's class. And, you know, he was recruited by, Les Miles, or he signed with Les Miles or whatever. I don't think he really wanted to be in the Orgeron regime and left. I think he's a guy I think he's a guy that Alabama could end up taking as well. And, you know, again, he was one of the top corners in the country.
Three up and ready to head up to Nashville this weekend. Roddy, for all the folks who want to follow the very latest with you online, what can you tell us?
Yeah, tighterinsider.com. It's only $48 a year. You can get instant access with your credit card, or if you prefer, you can send a check. There's an address there. It gives you access to all our premium information and also the forums, which, you know, as you know, there's a lot of information, opinions. Never short of opinions, are they, Harold and Brett?
No, they're not. Are they treating you okay, Rodney? Because those folks are smart. They know a lot of stuff, don't they?
Yep.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you what. Now, there's a lot of experts on there. I wonder how many of them are making $7 million a year to call
the
shots.
Yeah, really.
My wife, Emma's wasting money. They get it a lot better deal,
right.
Rodney, thank you so much for your time today, buddy.
All right, guys. Y'all take care.
You too, bud.
Rodney Orr, he is the founder and editor of TiderInsider.com, a.k.a. the best coaches anywhere in America.
Yep.